Who Wants to Live Forever? Yes.
Now, I think this is one of the best songs Brian ever wrote.
You would.
And again, inspired by the movie Highlander.
Absolutely. Yeah. It all came. Funny things can trigger you when you're writing songs. I went to see the Rushes with Rog and Jim Beach, our manager, and Freddie, John, of Highlander, and for the first time saw this sequence where the hero stays forever young, but he falls in love with a girl who grows old and eventually dies in his arms. And I was very moved, and I think it triggered all sorts of stuff which was in my life. You know, my marriage was ending, losing my dad, various things. So the song came out incredibly quickly. And I remember I went back in a taxi with our manager, Jim Beach, and I was sort of strangely quiet. And Jim said, "What are you doing?" And I said, I can hear the song that goes with this sequence. And it was all in my head. Who Wants to Live Forever? Anymore? It was just a question of getting it down onto tape.
I think the sequence on of the movie with the music is one of the scenes that lifts the movie from out of the... Not ordinary, it was never ordinary, it's a good movie. It's a very special scene, music blending perfectly with what's happening on the camera, and very moving.
It is. It's funny, it was uncanny because I went away and wrote the song and obviously didn't see the Rushes for ages again afterwards. Put it down very roughly with a keyboard, but the form of it, when we played it back with the movie, when we eventually got it on video, it just fitted exactly. So that luckily they didn't recut anything, and all the mood changes worked like magic, and you can't predict that would happen. You know, it wasn't done to picture. And I still see it and can't believe the way it fits.